My name is Chris Johnson, and I was at the therapist recently. I still go to the therapist. I still got to unwind my noggin. I'm probably about at an appointment every couple months now. When my wife left, I was going every fucking week for a little while. Then I slowly stretched that shit out. You do a lot of talking in therapy. It's not like they give you advice. She just kind of fucking listens to me ramble and rant. And I talk exactly fucking like this when I'm in the therapist's office. Sometimes, though, I just say stuff and she just, like, laughs. Like I'm putting on a fucking comedy routine. I like making people laugh. I enjoy, like, if I'm telling somebody a story, them getting a kick out of it. I like that. So maybe she just likes the story, or maybe she's just thinking, ha ha ha, listen to this asshole. Like, I was talking to her about dating one time. And, she, you know, she's just asking, like, well, would you do this? Would you ever consider doing this? Would you consider, like, online dating or whatever the fuck? I was like, fuck that. I'm not going to fucking online date. I was like, listen, if there was a fucking person outside that fucking door that wanted to talk to me and wanted to go out, I wouldn't fucking date them. I don't want to date people that I fucking see. I don't want to date people that are in my life. Why the fuck am I going to want to date a stranger that I don't even want to fucking talk to? And her response was just laughter. Like, what? Is that laughter because, like, I'm a fucking mess? Or was that just an amusing sentence? For the record, I never feel like I'm being made fun of. But I think about it after the fact. Like, yeah, I was ranting and raving about that and she laughed at it. Fuck. And I wonder if sometimes she tries not to laugh at it. But I mean, I guess me, like, picture me on a couch just pissing and moaning about shit to a fucking therapist in a professional setting. It's probably pretty funny. She brought up something, though, that I never thought about. I was talking about the last girl I dated and, you know, how I've reached out periodically and she never fucking says anything back. And it's not like every week or, you know, shit like that. You know, maybe every couple months. I've sent shit. Here's what I've been doing. I've been basically asking what the fuck happened because I need to put order to things. I need to put things in order in my head. I've, like, come to terms with what happened with my ex-wife. I don't know if I've really come to terms with my fucking parents and that bullshit, but it makes sense. But what really doesn't make any sense to me right now is the last girl I dated last summer, how she just fucking vanished. And I'm not reaching out to her because I'm asking her out again. I haven't fucking asked her out again. I haven't fucking asked her out since she told me I had huge balls in November. I just want to know, I guess. Because so much time has fucking passed. I haven't seen her in over a fucking year. So I figured, like, well, maybe she'll fucking tell me now. Like, hey, what happened? Was I a dick? Was it something I did? What did I do? Why didn't you like me for whatever fucking reason? Or why did you make plans with me and then fucking disappear? Or why did you tell me that, you know, we had a good vibe and then you just never fucking talked to me again? Like, what the fuck happened? I just want to know what fucking happened. Because here's the thing. I'm not actively looking to date. I'm not actively looking to, like, start a relationship. But I want to know, like, if I'm being a dick, I want to not be a dick. Like, because maybe I don't realize I'm a dick in certain situations. You know what I mean? Maybe I was rude or maybe I insulted you. At least I just want to know what I did. Because one, because I'm sorry if I did. And two, so I don't fucking do it in the future if I ever get in a fucking relationship again. You know what I mean? I just want to put order to my life. And my therapist said something very interesting. She's like, well, what made you think it was anything you did? You know, maybe it's her. I never think that way. Ever. I've just realized that. I realized that, like, sitting in the fucking room, like, I've never had that thought. Because any time in my life that anything has gone to shit, I've always blamed myself. It's got to be something that I did or something that I can control. I try to control, you know, things that are fucking around me. I just try to bring order to my chaos. My mind is such a fucking anxious mess. I try to calm it down and bring order to shit. So things make sense to me so I don't fucking go over them over and over and over in my head and sink in a fucking downward spiral and into a depression and anxiety and panic attacks and all that shit. Because that's where it's going to go. Because I know that's where it goes. But I've never thought that it's not me. I can't even, like, get in the headspace to think that it's not me. A lot of people will tell you that shit too. They're like, oh, you know, she just doesn't deserve you, or, you know, she doesn't know what she's missing. You know what I say to that? Bullshit. She fucking knows what she's missing. She don't give a fuck about that. Like, I don't understand. It's so interesting to me that when people can, like, move on from a relationship, and that's not to say that I haven't moved on. I'm fine. But there's still just something just, like, nagging in my brain. Like, what the fuck did I do? You know what I mean? I just think that something fucking happened. That's all. And I would just like to know what the fuck it was. And when people try to, like, comfort you with that shit, I just think that's nonsense. I think that's shit people say to their buddies to make them feel better. They'll be like, oh, you'll find somebody else. You don't know that. Oh, there's somebody out there for you. You don't know that. Oh, you just keep at it. You know, things are going to work out. You don't know that. That's impossible to know. Maybe I'm just, like, too pragmatic about it. Or maybe I've just been through a lot of shit relationship-wise with my parents and with my ex-wife that I just fucking know that that's bullshit, you know? It's bullshit. Not to say that you don't want it or that you don't want, like, a normal fucking healthy relationship, but I gotta be honest, I've got a fucking anxious attachment style if you've ever read any of that bullshit. That's where I'm at, so, like, I know I'm a mess, so I'd at least like to know, like, how to not be as big a mess, that's all. And the moral of the story is I do not know how to be less of a mess, but I will say this. I don't think I'm broken. I don't think I'm damaged. I'm a huge fan of me. I'm not saying this shit for sympathy either. I feel like I'm pretty good, you know. I'm pretty good with me. I like hanging around me all day. You know, my cats like it too. You can send me a tweet. We can keep in touch at Johnson Hates You. You can catch every episode of the podcast on Podbean, either the website or the app. You can follow me on there. You can follow on Apple Podcasts. You can follow on Google Play. If you find it anywhere else you want to follow it, fucking follow it there too. Knock yourself out. And I got new episodes coming out every Sunday and Wednesday.